Ja, und dann ist der Song schon wieder zu Ende und der Mann im Studio hat noch nicht mal die Kopfhörer aufgesetzt. I didn't even give you a complete introduction into how to use a microphone, dear Ryan. It's a shame.
Does this look right?
It does look perfect. It totally looks perfect. There is only one thing that actually catches my eye right now, which is your cup of, I don't know what you have in there.
You want me to get it away from the computer?
You know, you have to, because otherwise the... look, there's a heating, there's like a radiator in the back. Yeah, could you put it there? I will tell you in a second why. Yeah. And I really do not want to appear to be impolite. You could also stay there and just scream over to the microphone so you can drink and talk at the same time.
Project.
We have new things here. This is all new. Our technical equipment. Our head of music, Uli Hafliger, does absolutely not want us under threatening draconic punishment to have any drinks here. Otherwise, we're going to be killed at the end of the show. You will not witness this, but I will lose my head. So.
I don't want you to lose your head.
Thank you.
But this is exciting. This just raised the level of excitement.
Yeah. Okay, so Broncho. Und ich hatte tatsächlich 8 Jahre lang den Titel, den Namen der Band falsch gesagt. Broncho. Sind heute Abend zum ersten Mal seit sehr, sehr langer Zeit wieder in Berlin, haben im letzten Jahr ihr Album Bad Behavior rausgebracht und das ist eigentlich auch immer noch die aktuelle Platte, die dann heute im Musik und Frieden bespielt wird. Welcome to the studio, dear Ryan. Where's the rest of the band?
Yeah, I got the same question. I don't know.
You have no idea.
Where
is that how
they?
It goes? You go separate ways when you go touring?
Well, I think that... I just went on a walk with our tour manager and we ended up here. And no one else followed. I don't think they love Flux the way I love Flux.
Oh, ooh. I'm not sure how to take this. Is this like a compliment or is that more like a, ooh.
If I don't think they know Flux like I know Flux.
You've been here before.
Yeah.
Was it here already or was it where we were in the old studios?
It was here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Gavin, your tour manager, who is sitting outside enjoying his beer in the afternoon. Have you just arrived here in Berlin?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just got here.
First thing you did, got yourself a beer because you know we can walk with beers on Berlin streets.
Gavin knows.
Yeah.
And he taught me.
Yeah. How'd you like it?
I guess
it?
No one else wanted to learn.
Yeah, I guess so.
I liked it.
Yeah?
We had a good walk. Feels great out there. The temperature is perfect.
Mm.
It's perfect to be wearing a jacket, which feels good. Jackets look good. They keep you nice and contained, and you have places to put things.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, we are able to drink a beer while we do it.
Do you know this thing that you have? Sometimes some jackets have something that is attached you could put over your head. You can even protect yourself from rain. Have you heard of that?
I don't have one of those.
You don't?
No, that's why I got a cap.
Ah, I see. Well, we have to kind of export this to Oklahoma, I guess.
I think
hoodie
we need
jackets.
That.
It's really the new trend here.
We need those.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to play in Berlin tonight. First time in quite a long time, actually. Europe in general wasn't really on your, except for England, I think, wasn't on your touring schedule so far.
Yeah,
for this record.
We only did England. And we were here 2 years ago with Queens of the Stone Age. And that's the last time we've been here.
Yeah.
Felt like we should have come back sooner.
Maybe.
Whose fault is it? We'll find that out. That's post-interview.
Okay.
That'll be to be continued.
There is a very important information that we will need ASAP.
ASAP.
Absolutely.
Do you guys have to be continued on TV here? You get to the end and you're like, well, we're running out of time here. And then before you know it, to be continued.
Is that something that you see on screen?
Yeah. And then you got to wait a week to figure it out.
You know, I think it was like this 1986 when they had these little evening TV shows where you had to wait for a week to see how it continues.
Yeah.
You're still doing this in the United States?
Still doing the same stuff.
Oh, God. We have to train you guys. On a lot of things we have to...
Yeah, please come train us.
Or
if we need to come, you guys allow drinks on the street, so maybe we will come here.
Okay. Well, actually, not all Americans would agree that it's a cool thing to drink beer.
No, you're absolutely right.
So
you're right. So we'll just bring the ones that are okay with it.
Good. All right. That's probably also enough. So listen, Ryan, what have you been doing for those past 12 months ever since your record was released?
Well,
Let me think. Dead air. Nothing.
Dead air feels good. Yeah, we've been playing a lot of shows. We've been touring. That's pretty much it.
Only touring.
Yeah, touring. We did have like a month off at home before I came here. Felt great. I did nothing to the point where I started to feel guilty about it and felt like I was supposed to be doing something. And then I remembered, like, I told myself in that break, when I'm doing nothing and I have that guilt, that to not feel guilty. And I felt guilty.
I was just going to ask, does it work? But it didn't. Apparently.
It didn't this time. I'm hoping next time it works.
Also letztes Jahr im Oktober ist die Platte schon rausgekommen, die immer noch aktuell ist, Bad Behavior. Seitdem sind sie eigentlich nur mal kurz in England aufgetaucht, haben in Europa noch nicht weiter getourt, was schon ein bisschen ungewöhnlich ist für so ein Tourverhalten heutzutage oder Bandverhalten. Aber er sagt, wir waren halt die ganze Zeit in den Vereinigten Staaten unterwegs oder auf dem nordamerikanischen Kontinent zumindest. Und es war eigentlich pausenloses Touren. Jetzt gab es einen Monat Pause, bevor sie nach Europa gekommen sind. Und er hat dort versucht, nichts zu machen, hat sich aber trotzdem schuldig gefühlt. Und so richtig hat er dieses Schuldgefühl auch nicht abschütteln können. So, but you're still basically touring this now in Europe and you're still together as a band. You're still not sick of each other. You're still not sick of your album Bad Behavior, which is a very lovely one. Besides that.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Should we listen to another track?
Sure.
Yeah. How about All Choked Up?
Yeah, let's listen to that.
I got a remix version here.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Methyl Ethyl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Broncho mit All Choked Up. Im Methyl Ethyl Remix. Alles Musik vom aktuellen Album Bad Behavior, was heute Abend bespielt wird. Im Musik und Frieden. Und Ryan von Broncho ist hier, hat keine Ahnung, wo seine anderen Bandmitglieder sind. Er ist jetzt gerade mit dem Manager unterwegs, genießt es auch, hier Bier zu trinken auf den Straßen von Berlin und fragt sich gerade, ob der Rest der Band heute Abend auf der Bühne wohl dann auch stehen wird. Somehow you all find each other again on stage at night. Your band members and you.
Yeah.
You look around.
Everybody knows where to go. Hopefully.
There they are.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
You guys cross your fingers here?
We do. We do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Even though I always get confused because I've lived in the United States for such a long time that I'm never really sure. Is that a
Which
German
one?
Thing or is it a, you know, cross fingers?
Maybe it's a human
you
thing.
You know, we do
Which would make me feel better if it wasn't just, if it was like the one thing all humans have in common is they cross their fingers.
Yeah. But which ones do you cross? That's a big question. Do you cross...
I usually cross these two.
These two.
I mean, I don't know which way to go.
It's probably easiest.
Maybe if, like, I didn't think about it for a while and then I was, like, cross my fingers, I would do which one is more natural. But currently, I don't know.
So you put your brother finger over mother finger, mama finger.
Whoa, I didn't know there were genders involved.
Yeah. You have kids? No, you don't.
No,
well,
I have cats.
You have cats. Well, you should train this with your cats, actually. There's...
Papa
finger, mother finger, brother finger, sister finger, baby finger. That's how it goes.
Oh.
So that's just what I'm referring. Yeah. Teach your cats. Look it up online and you'll find all the songs about the family hands.
Oh. Thank you for that.
Looks good. Also, heute Abend gibt es sie in Musik und Frieden. So your record, you recorded together with friends in Oklahoma, in Tulsa, where you're still at home.
We did it in Norman, which is like a couple hours from Tulsa.
Okay.
It's a studio we've done pretty much all our records at. At some point, we've worked there. It's a good, cozy little studio. Feels good. It's our friend's place. It's very stress-free.
Mm-hmm.
We always wind up there, you know?
Is it like a residency that you do? That you say, like, you know, let's pack our bags. Let's just go there for like 2-3 months.
Every couple years, we end up just sleeping on the couches and making music.
And it works. And you have a lot of people around you that you've been working together with for years that you always call. And so, like, it's the time again. Let's get together in Norman.
Well, Chad Copeland, who has done all of our records with us, he's pretty much done most of the recording that I've been a part of has been with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very easy and natural to work with him. And I like things that way. I don't want things to be uncomfortable because then I can't relax and create. So I like things to be nice and easy. Because the harder part is, you know, everything else falling in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're working really hard at all these other little things that should be there, like comfort or whatever,
okay,
then that, you know, that takes away from the energy that should be making the record.
Making the record, yeah. It's interesting because I was wondering actually how you do this whole process of writing a record, but it seems like you consider it really hard work to write the songs actually, and then in the end, when it comes to recording, you want to have it, as you say, nice, warm, and fuzzy, to have this like smooth last part of the process, the most important part.
That's
probably.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Also, ich sag gerade, jetzt ganz gerne ein bisschen schön, einfach ein bisschen gemütlich in der ganzen Umgebung. Sie gehen immer wieder für alle ihre Platten eigentlich in das gleiche Studio, das ist irgendwie 2 Stunden von Tulsa in Oklahoma entfernt, in Norman. Und da trifft man sich dann also mit Freunden, beziehungsweise mit Chet Copeland, das ist der Mann, der auch schon die anderen Platten produziert hat. Und macht dann eigentlich das, was man machen sollte. Man macht es sich schön. Und die Songs, die vorher schon geschrieben wurden, werden dann also in einer sehr, sehr angenehmen Atmosphäre aufgenommen. So, anything to add in terms of your show tonight? Do you wanna tell us what you're gonna do tonight, or is that something that we should not know before?
I have no plans.
Uh-huh. There's no gymnastics show. There's no animals on stage.
I love animals.
Fireworks. I love animals too. It would be a big kind of
I love
thing
the,
if you told me that there's.
I love the your ravens that are here have like a white jacket on.
Yeah, you mean the magpies?
Magpies. Well, that's a good name.
Do you know magpies?
Well,
I'm not sure if that's what you mean. If you mean Elstan,
they
which
look
is
like
a magpie.
Ravens, but they have.
Are they smaller?
They look like the same size as ravens. They're bigger. And
oh, you know what? I think you mean, is it like a gray jacket?
Yeah, kind of a grayish.
You know what?
Jacket.
I
just
actually
a little,
think.
A fall.
Let me show you
fall
a picture.
Fall fashion move.
Okay, I'm going to show you a picture and you say yes or no. I'm going to show you a picture of a Nebelkrähe. Okay? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This.
Yeah, I like those.
Is. A Nebelkrähe. That's a good
word. They sound
like
ravens. They speak the same language, it sounds like.
Very noisy.
Yeah.
Super smart.
So smart. My cousin lives in San Francisco. There's one named Barnaby that lives in the park there, Golden Gate Park, mm-hmm. and we'll fly over and say hi to him. So when we stay with him, Barnaby will come over and fly and like talk. He talks to my cousin every day, comes over and sees him.
Does he feed from the, or does he eat from the window pane, windowsill?
Maybe. I think my cousin will give him stuff, but he also, like, he has a wife that he lives with up in the park, and he goes, I don't, somehow he's told my cousin this. My cousin knows all about him. And so through him, I've really gotten this, like, bond with ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And these gray jacket ravens are my friend as well.
Okay, I see. And there's a great mythology, of course, about ravens, which we could talk about for the next hour, if you wanted to. But you have to go back to Musik und Frieden.
Do I?
I think you do. Aber wir haben uns jetzt gerade noch mal schnell über Nebelkrähen oder Aaskrähen, wie sie auch, glaube ich, genannt werden, unterhalten. Und er sagt so, ja, da haben wir hier eine Menge davon in Berlin, findet er super. Die werden aber, so they're not on stage, right?
Right.
Ja. Die werden heute nicht auf der Bühne sein. Aber wir haben dafür ein paar Tickets zu verlosen. Es gab gleich noch eine kleine Geschichte vom Golden Gate Park in San Francisco von einer Nebelkrähe, die da wohnt. Der Cousin von der, your cousin.
Yeah. Brian.
Hat ihn angefreundet und spricht auch mit ihm ab und zu mal. So, das also zu Nebelkrähen, zu einem aktuellen Album Bad Behavior von Broncho, das man heute Abend erleben kann in Musik und Frieden. Dafür haben wir jetzt Tickets. 030-2000-9000. I'm going to give the tickets away for the show.
Let's give some tickets away. Let's throw them out there.
And then let's continue talking about magpies and ravens and, you know,
and
crows.
Let's have a discussion about salsa.
Salsa?
Yeah, like, you guys can give us some, you guys need to give us a few lessons on hoods.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a real easy lesson on salsa.
Okay, now my question is, which salsa? Do you talk about the stuff that I put on my burrito, or do you talk about that stuff that I put on the dance floor when I go out at night?
I think you know how to dance. We're not going to touch that.
Okay. Salsa from Oklahoma.
Yeah, and sure.
Okay.
From Oklahoma. It's
recipes.
Very easy, just some tomatoes, onions, peppers. It's all you need. You don't need any paste. You just blend them together for a second. You chop them up. It's real easy, and you just Oh.
Okay,
jalapenos,
my question.
A little salt, a little garlic. That's it. That's okay. All you need. Oh, and some cilantro. That's all.
I was going to say cilantro is, of course, not unimportant, but do you also add some lime?
Yes, and lime. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yeah,
that for me
you.
Is the most important ingredient
of
in
course.
Salsa. Lime,
yes.
Jalapenos, of course.
Well, maybe you guys don't need any lessons. Maybe whoever delivers the salsa needs a lesson.
Okay.
So you
maybe
don't
you
need
can
a
give,
lesson.
Maybe you can give just a little speech. I don't know.
I need to find out who's delivering the salsa and give them a lesson.
Okay.
So
all right.
Everybody here, forget what I said. Okay. It's not your fault. I'm sorry I put that on you.
It's totally fine. Don't
it's
worry.
It's not you.
We don't hold a grudge against you. Don't worry. So have fun tonight. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks
talking
for having
about
me.
Crows and ravens and much more interesting than talking about music, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We should listen to music, not talk about music.
Yes. No need to talk about it. Listen to it.
Broncho gibt's jetzt nochmal mit Keep It In Line, auch eine neue Nummer vom aktuellen Album, aber diesmal im Yeseer. Remix.
Yeah.
They were here just recently.
Oh, they're great.
Nice guys.
Love them.
Nice guys. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.